Chad. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick and Penrose. And I was going to ask if we were having a round table tonight. If so, I'll hang around for that.
The 4 Fox Howard Chick. Oh, wait a minute. That's World War II. W4 Fox L's Juliet Gene in Taylor's. Negative and negative. Over.
I want to recognize KO4HKX, that's Mr. Patrick up in Penrose, and absolutely, Mr. Patrick, we're going to have a little round table tonight if anybody sticks around, but I will be checking in after the net to see. And also, Mr. Gene up in Taylor's, W4FHJ, and Gene, just want to say again, it was a pleasure to meet you a couple weeks ago, and was really impressed with your shop, sir. Okay, so any more stations, Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
Hey, Chad. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Victor Whiskey, Quebec. Kilo Oscar 4, Victor Whiskey, Quebec. Jimmy down in Anderson, I'll be negative and negative.
4, Victor Whiskey, Quebec. Was that Jimmy, sir? I'm sorry, I missed your name.
Yeah, this is Jimmy down here in Anderson.
KO4, the net would like to recognize KO4VWQ. Is that correct, Jimmy and Anderson?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay, let's move on to the next group, which is the big group, Alpha through Zulu. Are there any stations with the suffix that begins with Alpha through Zulu? Please call KO4NUE.
Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Stephen Inman. I'll be negative, negative, but I'm listening in. Everybody have a nice night.
4 NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo 4, Romeo Mike. That's K4RM, Fred. Also my bride, Miss Mary. November 4, Mike Romeo Yankee, N4MRY. And our son, Ben. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo India Mike. That's K-O-4-R-I-M. We're all at home in Piedmont tonight, Chad. Good evening to you and all on the net. No traffic, no table.
NUE. Chad and everybody on the net, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. K-O-4-J-K-V. This is Duncan. I'm over in Asheville, North Carolina. Mark me negative and negative. 7-3 to you and everybody on the net.
Kilo 4, NUE, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papai X-Ray Bravo, Voice, Kilo 4, DXB. I'll be negative and negative, but listening in. Thank you.
Kilo 4, NUE, please check in Kilo 4, MWD. Kilo Oscar 4, Mike, D. Victor, Walter, and Crystal. I'll be negative and negative.
Just above the noise floor, sir, I got KO4 Mike something Victor. Can you give your call sign words twice and the location over?
Oscar 4 Mike Whiskey Victor. Kilo Oscar 4 Mike Whiskey Victor.
Right you in there, Walter. All right, let's back up and recognize KN4VWA. That's Mr. Steve in Inman. Steve, appreciate you checking in with us tonight, and appreciate the support, sir. K4RM, Mr. Fred, he brings along his, K4RM, Mr. Fred, and N4MRY, Miss Mary, and KO4RIM, Ben. And, Fred, I did not get your location, sir.
And we are in Piedmont, South Carolina. Thanks.
Try that again. K4RM, Mr. Fred, in Piedmont. N4MRY, Miss Mary, in Piedmont. And KO4RIM, Ben, also in Piedmont. Also, KO4JKV, that's Mr. Duncan up in Asheville, and KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville, and KO4MWV, Walter in Simpsonville. Did I get that right? Are there any issues with the calls? Over. Phone, make one more call for any stations, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4NUE.
QQJR, Whiskey X-Ray 2, Papa Juliet Romeo, Mount Pisgah. Name is Paul, Papa Alpha Uniform Lima. Just checking in. Negative and negative on the other there.
Can you give me your call sign words twice, please? Just above the noise, just a little bit, and words twice on the call, please.
X-ray 2, Papa Juliet Romeo. X-ray 2, Papa Juliet Romeo.
Got you that time, sir. Net would like to recognize Whiskey X-Ray 2, Papa Juliet Romeo, Paul up in Mount Pisgah. Am I right, Mr. Paul?
UXC,
appreciate it. All right, so let me make one more quick call here. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. So, we'll go ahead and close out the formal portion of the net. Personally, would like to thank each and every one of you for checking in with us tonight. And appreciate all the support. And also appreciate each and every one of you learning to use that reverse function. That's how we kind of keep the garbage out of the net. So, want to say that this is KO4NUE. And it has been a pleasure to be your net controller tonight. We'll now begin the RAGQ portion, stopping periodically for check-ins and comments. First on the stump tonight, I have KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry and Greer. And Larry, you got a nice clean stump. Go ahead and take it, sir.
KO4. NUE. Chad, it's always a pleasure to have you as our net control. Thank you for filling in for Walt. It impressed me greatly when you said you were wearing a gold star for his honor tonight. He is a man of great courage. I have to give him that. Well, my day today. Let's see. I woke up with a strange thought on my mind, and I don't know where it came from. I talked to Donna about it a little bit, and even though she's a chemistry major, she couldn't answer my question. I asked her, from the dream, I guess, that I had, I asked her, what is the difference between an excimer and a polymer? She guessed that perhaps a polymer were many excimers. And that could be right. I mean, I don't know. But that was how I woke up today. Okay. That was very funny, I guess, but I want to remind everybody. I just learned about it last year, and I made a note in my calendar to keep track of this so I wouldn't miss it, that in less than a week, on the 18th, it will be World Amateur Radio Day. And that was the day back in 1925 when the International Amateur Radio Union was formed. And it celebrates, you know, the worldwide community of amateur radio. I think we ought to would recognize that and keep it up. There'll be a lot of people on the radio on the 18th, and that'll be one of the reasons, I suppose. And a little something personal here. Donna serves me, and this has just been lately, in the last month or so, maybe because they're coming into season. Serves me a bowl of strawberries cut up with apples each evening, sort of a little, you know, bedtime snack or whatever. And I learned from watching a program that I've watched for many years on television, just coincidentally, I watched this episode of Good Eats. It's a but public television, so perhaps everybody has an opportunity to catch it. Maybe it's online as well. Anyway, he, of course, had a recipe to make things out of strawberries, but also just told us how good they were for us. They are a marvelous fruit that destroys free radicals in our system. And those are meanies, real meanies. They cause cancer and such. So strawberries are good for you, and they're coming into season. Okay. And it also impressed me, just one last thing, that you reached out to a hand in this very net to give him some tips on using Echolink. That just impressed me. It really did. I mean, just to be helpful, that's your nature. Anyhow, pardon. So how was your day there, Mr. Chad?
For NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and recognizing KK4JBQ for the RAG 2. Well, Larry, let me back up and give me an opportunity to address a couple of things. So, first of all, the strawberries and the apples. So, Miss Anna has decided to put me on a diet, which I need it. But I am not happy about it, and I'm a little bit grumpy. So strawberries and apples are not exactly my favorite, but you know, I'm learning. I need to kind of probably be a little bit more open to that. So it'll take me a couple of days, but I'll get through it. Second thing is, what did I do today that was memorable? So, I went to the deer camp today, and I left my keys to the deer camp here at the house. So, let me kind of explain why that's a little bit important here. So, let me let my radio drop.
Comment.
I'll be right there with you. My cousin and I, Mr. Chris, up in Liberty, we keep a little tally sheet behind the shop door, and every time one of us, makes a funny mistake, we put a little tally mark on the door, and it's behind the door where nobody can see it, and it's just something that we kind of gouge one another from time to time. So, I started the sheet with him, and then lo and behold, I opened the door one day, and he had started a sheet for me beside mine. And on the sheet, every time that I forget something, he puts a tally mark there. So I left my keys to the deer camp here last week, so I had to go to him to borrow his set of keys so I could get into the deer camp. Brought them home and left them here. So I went back to the deer camp today, and both sets of keys are here. So when you have two of the same problem in the same day, then it's double the tally marks. So I got four hash marks on my sheet today, and he gets to subtract two off of his.
Well, that's one way to keep them up, I suppose. And is there any contest going on here?
It's just kind of gouging rights, you know. He can gouge me a little bit, and I can gouge him. But he's got this funny rule that every time there's double trouble, he gets to take two off of his. So, you know, I got to stick my chin up and just take it, because I've, you know, forgot my keys twice, and I'm, you know, over an hour away. So not much I can do about it but go ask for help. And that's when he gets me.
Take one step forward and two steps back, but not the same person. Was there also something that you mentioned to me once about coffee cups?
Right. So, my cousin is also a former Marine, and I'm Army. So we're gouging each other all the time about the Marines and the Army, just, you know, healthy jokes, just going back and forth. And he would come up to the machine shop sometimes here in Campobello, and I'd help him with this or that. And I kept noticing that I would open my cabinet drawers from time to time, and there were coffee cups that had the United States Marine Corps on them. And I don't own coffee cups with the United States Marine Corps. But every time he'd come up, he'd slip a coffee cup in the cabinet. And before I know it, I had a whole collection of them in the shop. And it finally dawned on me what he was doing. So I guess he's trying to get the point across, but I finally got it. It took me a while.
Sounds like infiltration to me. having sex. with Chris, and then of course with KI4DOS, Gary and Navy, we got quite a thing going on in here.
If I remember correctly, I think we have a total of 21 veterans in the net, or the typical net. Don't forget about the Air Force. We got a couple of those in there too. I sure did. That was the event of the day. I got all the way up here and realized I didn't have my keys. So I called him and said, "Hey, I need some help. I've left my keys at home." And he said, "I can't help you because you took my keys last week." So I left the third set with a neighbor down the road, and I had to go get those. So I'm catching it from both sides, but just kind of funny, I guess, joke between the two of us.
If you have gone so far as to leave a third set of keys with a neighbor, has this ever happened before?
That's why I've done it, because I've gone up there and got stranded. So I just went and had five sets of keys made. So Chris has got a set, his neighbor's got a set, and I've got a set, and my son has the other set. So, when I get to the point to where I'm having to hit the second neighbor to get a set of keys, then I know, I gotta do something. So when I got home this afternoon, I grabbed both sets of keys and threw them in the truck. So next time I go up there, you won't have to deal with that, because I can't deal with any more tally marks. I gotta do something to start gaining some ground.
You have to capture some ground. You're about to lose a hill. And psychologists would call five sets of keys compensation, or compensating, I think. Anyway, you had a comment in there. I don't want to leave that gentleman out. And I know Gary's following on, and maybe there's others who wanted to chat as well. You're a popular guy on Tuesday nights, so I'll just track on out of here and listen, because this is a good net. Anybody ever wonder what a good net's all about? This is a good net. Please, everyone, have a good night. It's KK4JBQ.
Appreciate you dropping by. And Mr. Chandler, I know you had a comment, sir. If you'd like to go ahead and make your comments.
KK4JBQ. First, I'd like to say you'd lose your head if it weren't attached. And two, in response to what you said about your wife putting you on a diet, don't be too unhappy. You could be like me when I was 7 years old and had to stop eating every solid taking liquid food and had a G-tube in my stomach and only eat baby formula for a G-tube while the doctors figured out everything else I could eat.
Well, I'd sorry to complain, but, so is that for, to identify food allergies?
Absolutely.
That sounds pretty severe, but, anyway, listen, General, I got you down. Let me pause right here, and let me see if there's any additional check-ins. I've got you next on the rag chew, so let me see if there's any check-ins. I'll be right back to you. Any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Kilo Golf 4 Juliet India Alpha KG4JIA Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you all in the net, 73.
I'd like to recognize KG4JIA, that's Mr. Dennis up in Gaffney. Appreciate you checking in with us, sir. And WD8RON, that's my good friend Mr. Ed up in Brevard. And Ed, you on the Yagi tonight? Over. That. Well, don't forget now, that giraffe might help things a little bit, so don't forget to talk to your wife about that. But, all right, let me move on and get Mr. Chandler. He's next up on the stump. KO4WWZ. This is KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Chandler, what you got on your mind tonight, buddy?
Let me just say, it's a pleasure to be able to talk to you tonight. I always enjoy hearing your voice come over that radio. Every time I hear it, so real clear, and you read come on the radio, I gotta key up and say, hey, Chad, this is Chandler. If you are a pleasure to talk to, and, hey, look, if Steve says anything, don't listen to him. He's, he's misbehaving a lot.
It's always a pleasure to talk with you. And I understand you might be having some radio problems. And if you can hang around just for a few minutes and meet us in the round table, maybe we can get a collection of minds here after the round table and see if we can give you a little bit of help. I know it's getting close to your bedtime, but reckon you can hang around for just a little bit of that and see if we can get you straight.
Go ahead and lay down here while I wait for the rest of the net to get finished. I'll be good. And also, Vandell told me what's going on, so I'll let you know after the net during the round table. KO4WWZ, got the net. Thank you, Chad.
See you in just a few minutes, buddy. All right, this is KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Are there any more stations, Alpha through Zulu? Please call KO4NUE.
Please take late check-in from Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler in Taylors, and I'll be negative and negative. Recheck from KJ4WZM.
Oh, gotcha.
You can go ahead and recognize the other station. I guess mark me down for comments because I got a quick question for you and maybe a few others on the net. Non-ham radio related.
Roger that. I'll be right back and get you. The net would like to recognize W4CTW. That's Mr. Tyler and Taylors. Appreciate you checking in with us, Tyler. And with that, I'll come back to Mr. Daniel, KJ4WZM. Go ahead, Daniel.
To Columbia today to make a delivery for an oversized load, and then on my way back from the Columbia area, stopped by Fort Jackson Military Base and picked up some equipment that was being used down there to clear some trees and stuff like that. And was just wondering, you happened to mention that there's a whole bunch of veterans on this net. I was just wondering, Does anybody have any idea what goes on over at Fort Jackson, what the military base is primarily used for? And does anybody have some cool stories from over there? I'm sure somebody's been over there. KJ4WZM, I'm just simply curious about that.
UE, I'm going to give an opportunity for any other station to comment on that, but I did basic and AIT at Fort Jackson and spent some time down there, but let's give an opportunity for other stations to comment. Over.
Comment.
Stand by. PXB, go ahead, Lloyd.
There's multiple uses at Fort Jackson. They've got basic training there, and they also have the NWRs there. They have even a language school there now for, I don't know what it's actually used for, but they're starting to develop cyber team there. Part of Fort Jackson, which is out there in not far from Shaw Air Force Base, which is where they teach some leadership schools and stuff out there. That's a lot of stuff what they do at Fort Jackson.
XB, KO4, NUE. Lloyd, is there any way you can boost your power just a little bit? You're just above the noise floor at my end, over.
I'll check on my Alfang radio. I'll see if that's how to get the power. I thought it was on high earlier. I'll definitely check and get back with you.
We'll be standing by. Any more stations on Daniel's question? Over. Ed. KJ4WZM. Ed's on Simplex. Is that what you said? Over.
Checked in earlier and just now. I heard him come across earlier, but he's on Simplex and most people can't hear him, and I can't hear him at the second. I heard him earlier, though.
WD8RON, I think you're on the input. If you can move back over to get back to the repeater side of it, hit your reverse button on your radio, and see if we can get you coming in through the repeater so everybody can hear you. Over.
XRON, is that correct now? Over.
KJ4WZM, back to you.
Say it.
Brown with the radio trying to get onto the input, and I hit the wrong key. A couple things. I was not aware of the language school. I know Shaw is close, but there is a chaplain school there. There is a big hospital there. And there's all the usual support activities like JAG and stuff like that.
KJ4WZM. So it's primarily used as a training base then, correct?
Standing. They've got all kinds of ranges for whatever.
That was my first time going over there. I almost joined the military like twice in my life, but I never have bit the proverbial bullet and done it. But I've almost done it twice.
For the area, you'll see that it's a pretty large area.
Pitch.
It's RON back to net control.
So, KISS is KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And, Daniel, let me take an opportunity to comment on your question is what does Fort Jackson primarily do. So Fort Jackson is one of the bases that is under TRADOC. So when you come into the base, you'll see a funny little symbol on the front gate of the entrance that will be a round circle, and it will have a blue and yellow and red stripe in that circle. In the Army, anytime you see that patch, that stands for TRADOC, and TRADOC stands for Training and Doctrine Command. Basically, that's where a soldier is taught to be a soldier. That's where he learns to be, or where the soldier learns to be mindful and respectful and to follow commands and basically, you know, how to learn the doctrine. Also, they have, like Ed said, they have a chaplain training school there. They have a language school there. And they also teach mechanics there, light wheel mechanics and heavy wheel mechanics. But with every base, they also have supporting units. There's some engineers there which have some earth-moving equipment. They have a small section of artillery there. And Fort Jackson is also noted for being a DX station where equipment that is used up, or if it costs more to repair than the equipment is worth, it goes to Fort Jackson to be sold at public auction, unless it's, you know, a sensitive item, of course. But if you're on base, you should see some soldiers marching around and singing some cadence, and typically you'll see that at any TRADOC base. Over.
The one thing that I have to say about that camp is I was over there at Gate 5 today, and that doesn't particularly matter. It's that's just where I was at, loading equipment. But it was so unbelievably hot there compared to here. It was like, I think it was 86 degrees, the wind was not blowing, and it already felt like it was the 4th of July out there. No clouds, the sun was hot. Whew. Awful. And I was figuring it was probably one of those military training bases. I cannot imagine being there and how hot it is. No thanks. I would do it if it, of course, if it was required of me, no problem. But good grief. I'd rather not imagine being over there in the middle of summer training, marching around like that.
Go ahead, Chris.
Bad KO4QOG. I was just wondering if Daniel noticed that in all that heat, every one of those soldiers still were wearing long sleeves.
I know that they wear long sleeves. I didn't see any.
The Army calls them BDUs. And these new BDUs that they authorized, I don't think the Army has any provisions for rolling those sleeves up, do they, Chad?
They do not. You keep sleeves down, and the reason for that is that keeps you from getting sunburned, because if you get sunburned, then that's downtime. And to compensate for that, they make you drink X amount of water every hour. And Daniel, as far as the heat goes, it hadn't got hot at Fort Jackson yet. Wait till about August, and then you throw the sand fleas on top of that. It's pretty much miserable.
When I was down there, I was like, ooh, it's April. I can't imagine August down there. That's what I was getting at. I mean, it's already hot, but I know how Columbia gets, and to be training in that heat, oh, terrible.
After that, I went through basic down there, started basic July 16th, 9 weeks of basic. Drill sergeant, when I graduated basic, marched me down the road with both duffel bags and enrolled in AIT, Advanced Individual Training, about a mile down the road. He called cadence the whole way while I marched and was there at 4th of the 178th Mechanics Ops, and 23 weeks there, so all the way through July, August, September, I think maybe in October, I can't remember, but worst time of the year. But it was not fun.
Yeah, that place looks like a prison camp pretty much. And it was probably a miserable place over there. But I'm sure a lot of great people have turned out as a result. But anyways, thanks for humoring my curiosity, and thank you for your service as well. I know that that heat down there was quite miserable, but I do appreciate you serving this country in that regard, as well as the other veterans on this net. So, with that being said, I'll go ahead and turn it back to you, but just wanted to find out about Fort Jackson, because I had never been. So, thanks for that. KF4 NUE, KJ4 WZM, back to net.
D8RON. The troops go through the showers every hour with concrete pads with showers. You keep your boots outside it, and then crab walk through the side to get the fatigues wet, and then about an hour later, they're dry.
It's KO4 NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I went through basic in 1990, and I don't recall ever having to run through an outside shower. I do remember the crab walks and all of the screaming and hollering. I don't think I'll ever forget the first day when that bus rolled up in front of the barracks. Oh, man, I never in my life got off of a vehicle so fast. And I want to say there were two soldiers in the back that went out the windows. But that drill sergeant came on there, and, man, it was game on. And I was scared to death.
About the showers, that's what we had to do down in Benning, because it was also pretty hot there. And every hour we'd go through the showers. That was sideways on your hands, and then with your boots out beyond the water.
So KJ4WZM, you still in there, bud?
WZM, KO4RYP. I have a Fort Jackson story for you. When we were first married, on the back side of Fort Jackson is McCready Training Center, which I think Lloyd mentioned, and that is a National Guard facility, or was for the longest time. So when I first married Chad, he was in a field artillery unit with Lloyd, KO4PXB. And I did not like to be separated from my new husband at the time, so anytime he had to go away for the weekend or for training or anything, I liked to tag along with him. And I was able to get into the back of a howitzer and shoot a 3-round fire mission, and then somebody put me in a Humvee and drove me around to observation point, and I called in some rounds as they came in. So it was quite an exciting time for me as a new bride of a young buck sergeant at that time in the military. And that kind of set the tone, and we made many a trip to Fort Jackson as a family. Even anytime Chad had to go down for training, I'd just pack up the kids and we'd go too. We spent an Easter down there, because he was down there for some schools, and took the kids and did hid Easter eggs on the tank trails, all back in there. So we have a lot of good memories at Fort Jackson.
I had good memories from down the road up there today. I just looked at that place and I was like, ooh, I bet life is miserable there. But there's good memories there too, then that's great. I was wondering about that. So that's really neat. I'm glad that y'all got to enjoy that. That's really special. That's some stuff that I've never done either. Shoot howitzers and all that kind of stuff. I've never shot a howitzer. I've never rode a Humvee, any of that. So that's really neat. I'm glad to hear you had a great time. Sure, it was hard times too, but I'm glad that there was good times there. That's nice. KJ4WZM. Thanks for that, Miss Anna.
Hey, roger that. She wanted to throw her comments in there, she did. She shot, we were 155 self-propelled. Shell weighs 116 pounds, and she shot a three-round fire mission back-to-back. So we whisked her out of the back of the howitzer, threw her in her Humvee, and she drove up to the observation point and got to see the rounds come in after she got on the FTC's radio and called in a three-round fire mission at the Casablanca Range up at Fort Jackson. So that was a highlight for her, especially when we were first married. Over.
That's super neat. Thank you for the stories. KJ4WZM.
You got anything else for us, bud? Or Mr. Ed?
Thanks for the night. I really appreciate that. I will probably be asleep here in a couple of minutes. I cannot stay awake any longer. I hit the road this morning at 6:15 and then got in from work at about 9:15. Well, yeah, I guess it was right around 9, not 9:15. So I had a long day today, and I'm about to go to sleep. So I appreciate all the Fort Jackson stories. I was very much wondering about that. So thank you to all the veterans out there who have spent many, many years out there suffering at that little fort they call Jackson. But KJ4WZM, I'll turn it over back to Chad, net control. I'm going to go to bed.
Comment. You said that you started out as a mechanic in the Army, and well, I was just wondering, how did you go from being a mechanic to doing artillery and comms?
Funny story, so let me just tell you. So I started off in field artillery. Oh, let me back up. So when I was in high school, you have to take the ASVAB test. And my mind was not anywhere in high school, well, not anywhere military-oriented. So when I got the ASVAB test, we sat down and had to, you know, fill in the bubbles. And the recruiter was there. We registered for selective service there. And after we registered for selective service, we had to take the ASVAB. And I didn't want to take it because I wasn't interested in the military. So I took my little bubble sheet when they handed out the little packet. And I took my pencil and I went A, B, C, A, B, C, D, A, B, C, D, A, B, C, D. Didn't read the first question. And about 10 minutes later, after I got 500 bubbles filled in, I took it back up to the recruiter and he looked at me real funny and he says, okay. So I don't know, it's 6 or 8 weeks later, I got a telephone call from the local recruiter and said, hey, you scored really high in the mechanical aptitude field. We would love to have you as a mechanic, and we'll give you a $10,000 sign-on bonus. So I took it, and went straight to Fort Jackson and was assigned to work on light wheel vehicle mechanics, anything under 5 tons. Went through the course there and got attached to a field artillery unit and stayed with the field artillery unit for 11 years. One of the gun crews, January 7th, my birthday as a matter of fact, drove the howitzer off on one of the tank trails down in a big wadi, which was a wadi is a really big mud hole. And the hole was a little bit deeper than he expected. And water came in over the hole and stalled the engine in the wadi full of water and ice, I'd like to add. The officer is standing on the bank screaming at the gun crews because now the howitzer's down. And, you know, that's kind of a prime mover there. And when it goes down, he gets a little bit antsy. So being in the maintenance section is responsible for recovery. So we had this special track vehicle called an M88 Hercules that was used to recover those heavy tracks. And being the low man on the totem pole, I had to carry the tow cables down into that ice water. And that was not fun at all. I managed to get the tow cables hooked up and got in the truck to try to warm up. And the commander drove off and, you know, never checked on me. I eventually got warm, but I made my mind up right then and there that there has got to be an easier way to earn a dollar. I went back and retook my ASVAB test 13 years later, and this time focused and tried. And when I took the ASVAB score then, ASVAB test then, I scored really high in electronics. So, really high. It was just surprising. And got attached to a signal unit or a communication unit. And in the communication unit, I was attached as an apprentice. In other words, I had a platoon sergeant that was over me, and he taught me for about 2 years before I was allowed to handle any equipment, and that made all the difference. Over.
So that's a really neat story, Chad. Thank you.
And I was 2 points off from a perfect score on that thing across the board, across all categories. What kept me out is they had offered me a $30,000 sign-on bonus when they seen my results. They said, the recruiter said, I have never, ever, ever seen a score across my desk this high before. You scored ridiculously good. This is the highest score I've ever seen across my desk. We want you really, really badly. And I was like, okay, cool. And I started signing papers and all this, that, and other, and doing an application process. It was like 75 pages long or something ridiculous like that. And then they needed a copy of my high school diploma after all that. And I said, well, I don't have my high school diploma. I have a GED. They said, well, good news and bad news. We still want you just as bad, but you're a Tier 2 applicant since you got your GED. You'd be a Tier 1 applicant. If you had your diploma, you'd be eligible for that $30,000 or $40,000 sign-on bonus. Since you're a Tier 2 applicant, you don't get any of it. And I said, oh, okay. Well, you don't need me that bad then. If you don't want to give me any kind of a sign-on bonus because I have a GED, which I had a I scored in the top 2% in that on my GED in the nation too, and I showed that to them. I said, look, I always test high. I had a nearly perfect score on my GED, a nearly perfect ASVAB score, and they said, well, it doesn't matter. You're still a Tier 2 applicant. And so that was that. I said, all right, well, I'll think about it. I'll get back to you. And I never did because I was really upset, and I'm still upset about it. KJ4WZM, that's what it was. Back to Matt.
That's a hard one to take, man. I don't know exactly how to comment on that. I know when I signed up and went to the MEP station, or Military Entrance Processing Station, technically I had signed to join, but you're technically not a member until you take the oath of enlistment. And the processing station took, I don't know, about 14 hours to get through. And I got in trouble the first day at the MEP station. And I, you know, I've we got through all of the medical stations, and the last station was the oath of enlistment. And I had a officer stand up in a group of soldiers, and you had to raise your right hand, and he said, "Repeat after me." And he said that oath of enlistment so fast, and he would say it one sentence at a time, so fast you could not understand him, except when he got to the last sentence, which was, "So help me God." And I just remember thinking to myself, idea what this man is saying. I'm trying to join something bigger than myself and trying to, you know, commit to, you know, service. And the most important part for me was the oath of enlistment. And I went back up, and when they gave me my papers and signed that, you know, I, you know, completed the last step, which is oath of enlistment, I wouldn't sign it. And boy, that sergeant got so mad. And finally, I went in, they took me in there to the commander's office at the MEP station, and we won't know what my problem was. And I said, "Well, I raised my right hand, and I have no idea what the man said when he did the oath of enlistment, and I want to do the oath and enlistment, and I want to say every single word of it." And, boy, you know, the sergeant wasn't happy, but the commander got it. He understood. So he swore me in right there on the desk in front of him. So, but it was a struggle to get to that point. But I was going to say it word for word with my mouth. And I got fussed at trying to do it. But, you know, sometimes that's just the way it is, I guess.
That's pretty funny, but I completely understand where you're coming from on that. Hey, you might as well know what you're saying when you commit to something like that. I really get it. Alrighty, with that, I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over to you, Chad, and thanks for all the stories tonight. I've been curious about all that kind of stuff, and I'm going to go ahead and sign for now. But it's been good talking to you and hearing all these stories. It's great. So I'll catch you later on down the log. KJ4WZM, back to Nick.
Mr. Daniel, appreciate it. This is KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Are there any additional stations that would like to check in tonight? Please call KO4NUE.
Control. 4, Hotel Celia, Portable, Bruce, B-R-U-C-E, Seneca, negative, negative.
You're just above the north floor, sir. I got Whiskey 4 Hotel, that's all I got. Over.
4, John, Whiskey for High, Whiskey for High.
I'd like to recognize W4HI, Mr. Bruce in Seneca. Appreciate you checking in with us, sir. All right, are there any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE. Anyone for comments or rags you, please call KO4NUE.
KO4DXD. The comments will be for Daniel, but he's still there.
KZM KO4NUE. You still in there, Daniel?
I'm KJ4WZM.
Speak. Call your station, sir.
This is a funny story. When I went to MET, the lights are out at 10 o'clock at night, and the drill sergeant pushed the door open and let it close, but he was still standing inside the door, and the people didn't know it, and somebody said it was being drilled.
Chad.
Let me make sure. KO4PXB, this is KO4NUE.
4PXB.
Thank you. Might be having some battery problems. Like I said, you're just above the north floor. I can copy, you know, about every second or third word from here. Over.
4PXB. I'll make a note and I'll let tomorrow, I'm going to recharge my battery.
right. Well, let me make one more call. And any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4 NU.